This is Joanna Schrader reporting from Washington, D.C., and I was Steve Peterson, who's from Chelsea, Iowa. And Steve is out here on the Biofuels Beltway March and spent the last day and a half talking to senators and members of the House. So what was the most common question that you found when you were going on these meetings?
Well, the most common comment that I heard from the staffers that we met with and in the senators was that very appreciative that we'd come in and talk to them and ask a lot of general questions about ethanol production, about distillers' grains. They didn't understand the process very well, and it was great to be able to educate them that a third of the corn that comes into a plant goes back out in distillers' grains and very valuable cattle feed with much higher protein levels. And a lot of the staffers didn't understand the process, and were very appreciative of we gave them samples. They love that. They love to see the samples and to really understand the process better. And I think anytime we can do education like that, it really, really helps our cause.
So, Steve, do you feel that the ethanol industry hasn't done a good job of education in terms of being out here in Washington, D.C., and meeting with these legislators and some of these key organizations?
I think we've started a process in that way. We've learned to we don't have the resources that some of our opponents have in terms of dollars, in terms of personnel, to get our message to the people who make the decisions and make the policy. And this is a way. The other comment that I heard from staffers was, it's great that you're here. We want to hear from people who are actively involved in farming, who are actively involved especially in agriculture and livestock production. But also, we talked a lot about cellulosic. Through my work, I do a lot of work with a corn stover, and there was a lot of questions on that. We did a lot of education. I think there's a perception out there that cellulosic ethanol hasn't moved forward as quickly as they'd like to see it. And that's probably been the case with the but technologies take time, and it takes a lot of resources to do that. And I think we're starting to see those. As we heard, cellulosic plants are now under construction in Iowa. And that's a great positive. And that was a message that we shared with a lot of the staffers that they did not know at this time. So
do you feel that is it disconcerting a little bit that you have these congressmen and congresswomen who are voting on bills such as the RFS, to whether to keep it intact or to make amendments or to get rid of it altogether, or E15, and yet they don't even understand the basics about ethanol production and agriculture and what it means for consumers?
Yeah, it is a little disconcerting. But I think part of that's our fault, that we need to do a better job of education. And really getting our message out. And I think through efforts like this, I think ACE has done an outstanding job of being in the corn growers, everyone. I heard several comments about trips that they'd taken to Iowa as part of a group with the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association to educate them on that process. And it was an eye-opening experience, and they enjoyed that. So I think it was very beneficial.
So now that you've been out here, will you come back? And if you come back, what are some things that you'd like to add to the messaging or change about the messages that you've delivered?
I think what we need to do is we had a great pictorial this time of walking through the process of ethanol. I'd like to have some actual pictures from Iowa, from Wisconsin, from all of the plants around it, and all of the impact it has on jobs. And the tangible benefits it's brought to our communities in the Midwest with the additional tax base, the additional jobs that a lot of these communities haven't seen for 25 years. It's just been a tremendous, ethanol and biofuels have been a tremendous boon to the Midwest and all of our country. It's lowered our fuel costs.
And what about for consumers who are sort of seem to be on the peripheral when it comes to some of this advocacy efforts? What do you want them to know?
Ethanol is a cheaper product. And it is a great product. It is cleaner burning, and it also has much higher octane. And we will eventually get to the point where we'll have vehicles that will be able to use higher levels of ethanol.
Great. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you very much.